This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, with America's favorite capitalist evangelist and conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, in-your-face anti-tax warrior, American May, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. It's a great day in Trump land, and I mean a great day. I mean one of the greatest days since Donald Trump became president. Nothing but good news. Nothing but black, meaning we're in the black, not in the red. We're doing great. We're in the profit, baby. Donald Trump's in the profit. First of all, new Rasmussen poll is out. I told you a couple days ago Trump was at 50%. Da-da-da-da. Well, now he's at 51. And I told you a couple days ago he's 4 points ahead of where Obama was. Same time in his presidency. Now he's 5 points ahead of where Obama was. The damn lying, liar, liar, pants on fire media has lied to us nonstop for 2 years now, you know, a year of Trump's campaign, a year of his presidency, now into another year. We're into about 3 years of lying. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Oh, Trump's so unpopular. Oh, we're going to lose the House. Oh, we're going to lose the Senate. Everything's terrible. Woe is me. How awful. And they use all these fake fraud news polls, fake news, fraudulent polls. Rasmussen's the only one that's effective, and it shows Trump's approval rating at 51%, 5 points higher than Obama. I never heard 8 years one media report that Obama's ratings sucked, Obama's unpopular, let alone Obama's the most unpopular president in history. Well, if Trump's the most unpopular president in history for this time of his term, that means Obama was the most unpopular president in history by far, because he's 5 points less popular than Trump. More great news. ADP reports rip-roaring 241,000 jobs added in March. Late cycle or not, the U.S. jobs market, according to ADP, is exploding. It's firing on all cylinders. For the fourth month in a row, employment rose over 200,000. In March, it rose to 241,000 versus expected 210. That is a landslide victory for Donald Trump. Mark Zandi, chief economist of Moody's Analytics, said the job market is rip-roaring. Monthly job growth remains firmly over 200,000, double the pace of labor force growth. The tight labor market continues to tighten. Congratulations, President Trump. Oh, no, he didn't say that. I'm just adding that. He didn't say anything about congratulations, President Trump. They never do they? Never. You'll never hear that out of Mark Zandi. But the reality is, congratulations, President Trump. You're doing a rip-roaring, fantastic job. All right, so manufacturing industry, more great news, has the strongest jobs increase in 3 years. You just heard me. The strongest increase in 3 years. Firms across the U.S. added 241,000 workers. I just told you that. But the manufacturing jobs is the big one. The big one. And by the way, the February figure was revised up from 235,000 jobs to 246,000. And this report comes ahead of the monthly jobs report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. So everything's great, and manufacturing is exploding. The only jobs that really matter. How about Hawaii? Liberal Hawaii has even benefited from Donald Trump. Hawaii's low unemployment rate masks underlying problems. So they've got very low unemployment. It's so low. Hawaii is America's lowest jobless rate, 2.1%. That means basically everyone in the entire state is employed. If you want a job, everyone could have a job. Gee, Donald Trump, you're doing a really, really great job, aren't you? According to liberal Hawaiians, I'm sure they're saying that, right? The whole Hawaii must be going, mahalo, we love Trump, aloha, we love Trump. No, I don't think so, because liberals are delusional. Employers in Hawaii are... And unfilled jobs are slowing the state's economy. Can you imagine? Unemployment is so low, they don't know what to do with it. All right, so there's part of the good Trump news. Now comes the really good news. Trump has ordered the National Guard to the border. Isn't this wonderful? Trump has signed a proclamation. He signed the paperwork to send the National Guard to the border. He said it yesterday, and now he followed it up, and he did what he said he was going to do. And guess what happened to that migrant caravan? It stalls out in Mexico. We're in limbo, they say. Organizers admit defeat. Donald Trump has defeated the Central American caravan, just as I predicted he would. Right, I read you my commentary for tomorrow's Las Vegas Review-Journal. I read it yesterday, and I already told you he was sending troops to the border, and he was threatening Mexico that he would kill NAFTA and he would kill their foreign aid, and that they had just agreed that they would break up the caravan. Now today, it's official. They've broken up the caravan, and the caravan has lost, and everybody's going home. And you know what the irony is? There's a great irony to this, because in America, you just can't send anybody across the damn border, right? You just can't do it. But in Mexico, here's the irony. Mexico deports 400 caravan marchers. Andrew, is that a funny story? Mexico deports 400 caravan marchers for entering their country illegally. Why can't we deport 12 million for entering our country illegally? It's a sin. You're terrible. You're a racist. Wayne Root doesn't care about women and children and the dreamers. Oh, the DACA dreamers. Mexico says, screw it, you're gone. It's unbelievable. We are the dumbest country in the world. Can you quote me on that? Right Wing Watch, please quote me. But you have to add the second part to it, the corollary. Not me, not you listening. You're all conservatives. Liberals are the dumbest people in the world. You're far dumber than smart people in Mexico. You're way above. Here's the scale. Mexicans and liberals. Liberals are way below Mexicans. Not even close. Mexicans are smart. You are stupid. You don't want to kick out foreigners. Well, maybe I got it wrong. Actually, you're kind of smart, liberals, because you know that Mexicans and Central Americans and Chinese and every country in the freaking world, Austrians, Australians, if you let them in illegally, they'll all vote Democrat because you're the one fighting for them. See, it's just psychology. I want to kick them out. I'm a meanie. I'm a bad guy. You fight to keep them. You're heroes. You're champions. El champions. And so you get their votes. Not only champions to keep them in the country, but I demand welfare for them. I demand food stamps for them. I demand Obama phones for them. I'll give them sneakers that say Obama on them. And then you get their votes. See, actually, you're brilliant. I mean, you're idiots because you're ruining the greatest country ever created by God. But, and you're fools, and you're ignorant, you're delusional, and you're terrible people, you're anti-American. But you're also brilliant, because you're carrying out Cloward Piven, you're overwhelming the system, you're destroying America just so you can win elections. You're evil at that point. Guess what? You're evil. Flashback. See, this is how dumb America is, because we allow liberals to do things like this. While Mexico deports people, and while Trump stops them with troops at the border and threatens Mexico and convinces Mexico to see God, that's what Trump did. He convinced Mexico to see God. They finally got a taste of what life would be like without America kissing their ass all day long. And Mexico just blinked. That's all you could say. But while that's going on, here's a flashback. Obama flew illegal aliens to the U.S. from Central America and offered them air conditioning, cable TV, and Zumba classes. Just want to make sure. Andrew, my producer, is here today. He's not always with me in the studio. He's looking at me and he's shaking his head going, what the, you know what? Are you out of your mind? This is our tax dollars. A joint program between the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security called In-Country Refugee and Parole Program is reuniting children from Central America with their parents or just one parent now living in the U.S., and you get to pay for it. The U.S. State Department confirmed in a call today with reporters the U.S. tax dollars are being used to fly illegal aliens into the United States. Children up to the age of 21. 21. They're just lost without mommy and daddy, without diapers and mommy and daddy. Children up to the age of 21 can apply to this program. And the devil's really in the details. The State Department told one of the reporters the families are given a $1,900 loan to purchase a plane ticket. Then they're flown here. But on an official State Department conference call, a State Department official actually said there's no cost at all to these families, and U.S. taxpayers are indeed paying to fly all these children in from Central America. And that's not all. Obama put them up in resorts, gave them air conditioning, cable TV, and offered them Zumba classes. The Obama Health and Human Services Administration paid Baptist Children and Family Services, BCFS, $182 million. I thought I was going to say $182,000. $182 million to provide basic shelter care to 2,400 unaccompanied alien children for 4 months in 2014. The funds covered free laptops, big screen TVs, $75 a day for food, and multicultural crayons. Did I just read that right? Multicultural crayons. Is that like, I guess I'm a Republican, I must be a racist, so I must give my kids white crayons. I guess every single crayon is white. And so Obama puts in a black one, and a brown one, and a yellow one, and an orange one. So those are multicultural crayons. Funny, I've never had white crayons. I don't know what they're talking about. I think all crayons are multicolored, therefore multicultural. As reported previously, the Obama administration awarded Baptist Child and Family Services $190 million in July to build offices and housing facilities in six cities in four states. This is after he met with the group in Texas. The Obama administration awarded a $50 million contract to a charitable group to buy a Texas resort hotel and transform it to a 600-bed facility for juvenile illegal aliens. The beautiful Palmier Resort and Hotel has an indoor Olympic-sized pool, outdoor pool, free Wi-Fi, cable TV. No wonder these illegals are demanding President Trump open the border and roll out the red carpet for them. So this is the difference between Trump and Obama. This is the difference between sanity and insanity. And this is the difference between a traitor and an American patriot. That's the difference. Yeah, Obama's a traitor who hates this country and wants to flood it with illegals and steal all of my money and your money and redistribute it to the illegals so that we can be broke. He can kill the middle class, destroy small business, and just, you know, buy loyalty for life from illegals. And on the other side is Donald Trump signs a proclamation today sending the National Guard to the border immediately. So basically what Trump's saying is, you know, no more hot tubs, no more free Wi-Fi, no more resort hotels. Are you all freaking flipping crazy? No more Zumba classes, no more cable TV, no more big screen TVs. I love Donald Trump. I despise Obama and Hillary and liberals. You make me sick. You make me want to vomit. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. Thank God for Trump. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. You.
Attention ladies, is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-927-6691. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, last 3 days of the old music. We'll have new music starting on Monday. I've already heard the new opening theme of the show, and it is fantastic. I'm very excited. And we'll have new bumper music, and we're just redoing everything. We've actually, we'll have our old phone number back, hopefully tomorrow. But today we do have our phone lines up. I promised you that today would be the drop-dead day, and I was right. We just barely made it in time, but we've got all our phone lines up. But you can't call me at the old number till tomorrow, because right now we have a Dallas number for you, but it rolls over to every phone line, so we can take multiple calls at the same time. So if you want to call in, it's 214-810-TALK, 214-810-TALK, which is 214-810-8255, 214-810-8255, that is a Dallas number, and most of you are dialing on a cell phone anyway. God, I must make, 200 phone calls a day, and every one of them is a different area code, and I think nowadays a cell phone call kind of costs the same amount no matter where you call, so it doesn't really matter. So 214-810-TALK, 214-810-TALK. T-A-L-K, which is 2104. All right. So I am Wayne Allen Root, your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegals. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned, operated, and founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio, and I'll be forever thankful. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. We're in the Tangible Investment Studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. All right, a couple of letters we've got from listeners. One of them, it's always nice when they say something nice about your sponsors. This guy's name is Ron. He says, Wayne, just wanted to say thank you for the referral to Sam Landis. I have some lingering tax issues related to an old divorce. My current wife was using another company she found through her own research. They wanted a small fee up front, and I agreed because I had heard some of their advertising. And it wasn't a big deal, but it sounded fine. That's until yesterday when that scared the crap out of her, and they wanted a $20,000 retainer. I told her to call Sam Landis, who I heard on the Wayne Root Show, which she did today, not expecting to speak directly with him, but that's exactly what happened. Sam got on the phone. He calmed her fears, broke down the high-pressure sales pitch she had been through, put through, and then gave us a much more reasonable fee, which I told her to pay gladly right now, instantly. Even without knowing our resolution, I feel 1,000 times better just based upon his conversation. He is awesome, and so are you. Thanks for the referral, and I will update you once we get a resolution, Ron. So thank you, Sam Landis. Just to remind all of you, it's 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. My great friend and personal tax attorney, Sam Landis, who represents people all over this country, thousands of cases in front of the IRS all over this country, and does a great job. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Good letter. And then here's one from a Las Vegas resident. I just think it's interesting. If I was a white person saying I don't like illegals from Mexico, I'd be a racist, right? But I can read this letter. This person's name, let's see, I don't want to say the full name, of course, but let's just say R. Her name is R. I'm 42 years old, lived in Las Vegas my entire life, except for when I was 21 and lived in Mexico for 15 months. I love Mexicans, and I love Mexico, and I love Mexicans that stay in Mexico. I speak Spanish fluently. Apparently, when I chose to live there, no one translated for me. I either learned the language, or I never spoke to anyone. Weird, right? Well, several years later, I married a wonderful Mexican man that I met there, and I brought him to Las Vegas. We did all the visa applications and immigration paperwork and time and money. When illegal aliens say they aren't hurting anyone, they are. They're hurting me. Someone owes me about 5 years of my life and about $10,000 back. With that being said, I put my husband directly into English classes and said, if you're going to live here, you need to speak the language. He's done very well. Fast forward 16 years, and he, my husband, makes comments that Mexicans or Hispanics are hurting Las Vegas. We live on the east side, and literally over the last 5 to 8 years, we are overrun by illegals, and it's easy to see who the illegals are. They have ruined the neighborhoods. They have ruined the schools. They have ruined the businesses. And they don't care. We are pleading with you, Wayne. Who can we contact to get ICE to do raids here in Las Vegas? We hear about them all over the USA under Trump, but never in Las Vegas. They should come here and do sweeps every 2 to 3 weeks. I think Vegas would benefit greatly from ICE's presence. I know the East Side would. Please help. Please request from Donald Trump to bring ICE to Las Vegas. We are in dire need. I'm so tired of grocery shopping, and everyone has a cell phone, everyone has a Nevada welfare card. I don't have either, and apparently don't have what it takes for either. We need ICE in Las Vegas, constantly. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War. USA Radio News.
The world's two biggest economies in the United States and China are standing at the edge of what could be a trade war coming up in the near future. The financial markets have been going up and down the last few days, But Larry Kudlow, the National Economic Council director, says if there's anyone to blame for this, it's not President Trump, it's China.
I think there's going to be intense negotiations on both sides. But look, when you look at this whole picture, blame China. Don't blame President Trump. Trump's the solution.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump said he wanted to start bringing home troops from Syria. But what would be the timetable and what would be the goal for us to start bringing home troops? Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked that very question during the White House press briefing.
He is measuring it in actually winning the battle, not just putting some random number out there, but making sure that we actually win, which we've been doing. We're going to continue doing that.
This is USA Radio News.
The annual New York International Auto Show, NYIAS, takes over the Jacob Javits Center in Manhattan through April 8th. Joining to discuss it is Micah Muzio. What are the biggest trends in automobiles coming out of this year's show?
Well, you know, in terms of trends, one trend I'm thrilled by is excitement. You know, as an automotive journalist, you kind of get used to the cycle of things, but what's really neat is Genesis unveiled a really neat concept car called the Essentia here at the show, and it looks awesome. It's super cool.
And where can our listeners go for more information about the auto show?
My incredibly biased but very insightful answer would be KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. It's where I work, and we have complete information based on pricing. If you haven't bought or sold a car in the last 5 years, things have changed. So if you want to buy a car, I suggest you do your research and head over to KBB.com before you go to the...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Call Alan Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Alan Root, war now. Supply, by the way, is the sponsor of this show. Preparedness is not about fear or paranoia. Contrary to popular belief, it's a practical choice based on the virtue of self-reliance, being able to provide for your family even in the worst of times, which means the best time to prepare is today. Start with emergency food storage. I use My Patriot Supply. They've helped millions of people prepare. This week, 72-hour emergency food supply is only $17.76 each plus free shipping. Take action now, 888-524-6540. Or preparewithwayne.com. That's 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. The food lasts 25 years. Order several food kits now so you know you're ready when disaster strikes. 888-524-6540 or go online to my special website, preparewithwayne.com. Everyone in your family needs these. They'll only be available at a great price of $17.76 while limited units last. 888-524-6540. Thank you for sponsoring the show, my Patriot Supply. We have our guest, but I want to take a very quick call. We'll take JD in Vegas because we haven't taken a call in 2 weeks. JD, your first one in 2 weeks, and I'm going to christen it. I'm smashing the bottle against the hull of my cruise ship. JD, welcome to the show. Are you there, JD? Well, that's real. Let's say Christina, our first call, and we can't get him. All right, Christina is on with me, our guest. Which one do you have? Tell me. All right, let's take Christina, so we've got our guest. All right, Christina Layla is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Her website is thegatewaypundit.com, thegatewaypundit.com. We have her on about every 2 weeks to talk about all the biggest headlines at Gateway Pundit. Christina, are you there? All right, you know what, let's move on, because obviously we're still having phone issues that have not been resolved. Trump to sign proclamation, or signed a proclamation today, sending the National Guard to the border immediately. Pentagon responds to Trump's troops to the border comment. Department of Defense spokesman notes that the U.S. military is already supporting the DHS border security mission, National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin told the Pentagon. The Trump administration announced Wednesday President Trump will sign a proclamation, and he did, by the way, to send the National Guard to the border immediately. He's the only guy in the world that does these things. It's amazing. He said Tuesday he wanted to send the military to the border. It doesn't mean he would. He did. He signed the proclamation, and the National Guard is on the way. Do we know what's going on with the phones, Chris? Still working on it. All right. All right. So we'll move on to other stories. National Border Patrol Council. I wonder what Democrats do and say with themselves. How do they live with themselves? National Border Patrol Council president says, I agree 100% with President Trump sending troops to the border. In other words, Democrats would say, we don't need troops on the border. There's no problem on the border. And then you go ask the only guy that matters, the Border Patrol and the head of the Border Patrol and your typical Border Patrol agent, and what do they say? They say, of course we need them. And so National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd expressed 100% agreement with the president putting troops on the border. Judd said, I agree with this 100%. This increases certainty of apprehension of both illegal aliens as well as illegal contraband like opioids. What it does is it allows the military or the National Guard, whichever one it is, it's going to go to the border. It allows them to take over surveillance positions such as watching the cameras in the camera rooms, watching the sensors, being in the skyboxes, and all of the other different surveillance activities that we perform. And that allows us to put our agents on the border, which then allow us to apprehend those things that are crossing the border, those things. I don't know why he says those things. Those people, obviously, which will put a dent in this multi-billion-dollar industry that the cartels are currently running. So, yeah, I agree with it 100%. I agree with it 100%. All right, what do we got, Chris? All right, so do we have Christine on the line? Christine, are you there? Christina Layla, do we have you? Well, I guess the phone lines are still not working. We're gonna shelve this till the next segment. I'm not even worrying about this anymore, okay? Shelve it till the next segment, please, and tell me it works in the next segment, and we'll worry about it then. So we have Trump sending troops to the border. We have the Border Patrol saying it's great that he's sending troops to the border. We have a report that Trump can build a wall despite Congress. A conservative legal expert says President Trump has three legal powers to bypass the establishment's bipartisan opposition to a border wall. I mean, it's amazing you can even say this. Isn't that amazing that you can even say this? Bypass the establishment's bipartisan opposition to a border wall. Can I say this on the air? Go screw yourself. Republicans and Democrats, a pox on both of you. You losers, you traitors, you anti-American traitors. Rachel Bovar is a policy director at the Conservative Partnership, which is run by former GOP Senator Jim DeMint. And she writes in The Hill, the first is in Section 102 of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act, a law which Congress passed in 1996 and has subsequently amended several times. The law codified here gives DHS a clear mandate to construct reinforced fencing along at least 700 miles of the 1,933-mile land border with Mexico. Second, the text of Congress's recently passed spending bill does give the president flexibility for a small amount of funding. When it comes to new military construction in particular, Section 8074 expressly allows funding for those deemed in the interest of national security. Just what I wrote in my commentary a week ago in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He can use military funding if he declares it national security. A case that would not be difficult to make given Mexico's drug cartels are fueling the opioid trade and played a role in the murder of 29,000 Mexicans last year. Moreover, the section does not require that those funds be approved by Congress. It merely requires that the defense committees receive prior notification before they are used. Finally, Trump could take a page out of President Obama's playbook and fund the border wall using a trade vehicle, specifically the implementing legislation for a renegotiated NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. The fast-track law, which governs consideration of trade agreements, contains language allowing the president to include provisions which he deems strictly necessary or appropriate to the respective trade agreement. This is the same broad language President Obama used to add trade adjustment assistance to the Korean Free Trade Agreement. Any Trump effort to build a barrier via these alternatives will be met with bipartisan opposition from the pro-migration Democrats and the business-first Republicans. Not business first. I'm in business. No, it's not business first. It is corporate big business first and screw the country, who provided funds in the omnibus bill for just 50 miles of border fencing. Just disgraceful. Just disgraceful traitors. No other way to put it. That's what you've got. Now let's get to the YouTube shooter from yesterday, identified as a 38-year-old far-left protester, Nasim Aghdam. No one is willing to say anything about her Middle Eastern background. No one. I said yesterday that she wore a headscarf while she was shooting, and that was very suspicious. I didn't know then and don't know now whether this has anything to do with Islamic terrorism, but she was wearing a headscarf, and it's very clear she's from the Middle East originally. Look at that name, Nasim Aghdam. Obviously, it makes you think. But when you look at the situation and you watch her videos, it appears to me she's mentally ill, and it appears to me that she hated YouTube because it took some money away from her, and those may have all been the factors or the contributing factors, but it could have also had something to do with her Middle Eastern background. It's possible. But it looked to me like she's nuts, and she was just madder than hell at YouTube. YouTube employees took to Twitter to report hearing shots and seeing people running from the scene as police surrounded the building. Another law enforcement source confirms the shooter is a white adult female wearing a dark top and a headscarf. I mean, if that doesn't make you think, she's wearing a headscarf. Do you ever hear of a mass murderer wearing a headscarf? I mean, I know what I thought immediately. So we know she is now. Nasim Aghdam ranted against YouTube. She said she had her own YouTube channel, apparently ranted against the company in her videos. Sources say she drove up to San Bruno from Riverside County, shot a man and two women before killing herself. She complained she was being discriminated and filtered on YouTube. Discriminated and filtered on YouTube. So the question is, what did she feel like she was being discriminated against for? Was it because she's a woman? Was it because she said something that makes them hate her? Was it because she is a Middle Eastern woman? Was it because of Islam? I don't know. But she's wearing a headscarf, and that to me tells me there's trouble there. There's something else tied in rather than just Well, first of all, their initial thing right off the bat was boyfriend-girlfriend. That turned out to be a complete lie. She wasn't a girlfriend of anybody in the room. So the guy she shot was not her boyfriend, is my understanding now. So that's out the window. So, you know, that's number one. Number two, she had a grudge against YouTube. We get that. They cut off some of her money. We get that. Well, guess what? They cut off my money, too. And I never thought about killing them. So she's mentally ill and she's a murderer. Anti-Trump narrative fails as stocks shrug off trade war talk. That's good news. Stocks up today. Stocks were way down this morning. Major stock index staged a stunning turnaround Wednesday afternoon, more than making up for all their losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had been down as much as 510 points. All the naysayers were out blaming Trump and the trade wars. But by the end of the trading day, the Dow was up 231 points, around 1%. The S&P 500 rose by nearly 1.2%, NASDAQ by 1.45%, Russell Index up by 1.3%. So what happened to the dreaded trade war? Either trade wars are not as bad for stocks as in many of the market pundits and liberal politicians would have you believe, or perhaps investors are not as worried that tariffs will lead to all-out trade combat. In any case, and my good buddy Kip Herridge is just fabulous. And Kip Herridge is one of the great economic gurus I've ever met. And Kip Herridge said today on his Twitter account that Trump is so right. We will destroy China in a trade war. It isn't even close. We've got 100% debt to GDP. China has 285%. They are a weak country. Trump is brilliant. We win. They lose. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-927-6691. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. On USA Radio Network. Lots of things going on. You know, when you move networks, it is nothing but headache upon headache upon headache. And we're just trying to iron out all the wrinkles and all the problems with the phone systems and the radio system and the recording system and the voice on the microphone system. And everything is just 2 weeks of ironing things out. So my apologies for not having the guests in the last segment. I have no idea if we're going to have phone lines today. We have four phones attached. Phone lines are now attached, but they don't seem to be working. So I don't know what the problem is. But it's interesting. You want to know the funniest part of all of this? I have gotten, I would say, 20 emails in the last week, and that means a lot. You know, Procter & Gamble counts every single letter or email correspondence from their customers as equal to 10,000. And I've gotten at least 20 that said only one thing. I mean, I get 20 an hour sometimes, but I've gotten 20 that said, we actually like your show better when you don't take calls and you don't have guests and it's just you talking for 3 hours. And it makes you think that maybe sometimes your worst luck is your best luck. I don't know. I like taking calls. I like talking to my listeners. I like talking to my viewers in the Newsmax hour, but a lot of people like the show better when I don't interrupt it with people talking and it's just me telling you what's going on. So, got to give that some thought. Really do. But the one thing I don't want to do is have guests and have callers waiting on the line and then they can't get through. When they do get on, there's nothing there. That's one thing we can't have. So my apologies for that. So I won't tell you to call in until we figure this out. In any case, this segment of the show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It's a Christian health-sharing organization. It's an alternative to health insurance. There are no networks. So you choose your doctor and hospital. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family, mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. Doesn't matter how many kids there are. And most importantly, there are no windows, so it's not like you have to abide by, oh, I got to wait till next October to join. You can join at any time, 365 days a year. And I did, and I'm loving it. I saved $18,000 last year, and I'll save $18,000 this year. Instead of paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, I pay $449 a month with Liberty HealthShare, and I'm loving it. For more information, call toll-free. You can join, too. Join with me, Wayne Root, at Liberty HealthShare, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free anywhere in the United States, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Other stories in the news. Bill Clinton admits to interfering in the Israeli election. See, I mean, this is what I mean. This gets me so angry and riled up. That, my gosh, Trump had help from the Russians. Well, first of all, it's the biggest lie ever told in the history of mankind. If the Russians wanted anyone to win the election, then they fixed it in favor of Hillary. Because Hillary's the most corrupt human being that ever lived in the history of politics. And Russia knew that because she sold out the United States for the Uranium One deal to the Russians. So, of course, they wanted Hillary as president, not Donald Trump. She'd already proven to them how corrupt she was, how much she did not care about America or the taxpayers, how many chances she was willing to take to literally, while Secretary of State, give away one-fifth the uranium stock of the United States of America to a Russian company. She's a fool, and they knew that. So they didn't fix the election in favor of Trump. They fixed it in favor of Hillary. And if it wasn't bad enough that she's the most corrupt person that ever lived, if it wasn't bad enough that she already proved her corruptness with a deal with Russia in return for a $140 million donation to the Clinton Foundation, then there's also the thing that Russia does all this hacking, and they hacked the DNC, and they hacked the Hillary campaign, and guess what they knew? They knew what WikiLeaks knew. They had Hillary's emails. So they knew she's a criminal. So now they can blackmail the incoming president of the United States. They couldn't blackmail Trump. There's nothing to blackmail him about. But Hillary, they knew they could blackmail. So the election wasn't stolen in favor of Trump. They were trying to steal it in favor of Hillary if there was any Russian theft. But having said that, I've argued for over a year now that every single country, including America, tries to win elections for the people they like. The United States, under Obama, influenced the Canadian election in favor of Trudeau. They influenced the Israeli election. He tried to defeat Netanyahu. Obama hates Netanyahu, and he tried to influence the Brexit election, right? And the French election, after Trump beat Hillary, and Obama wasn't even president anymore, he campaigned in France for, was it Macron? I believe it's Macron who's the prime minister of France. So Obama was trying to influence tons of elections. What's the difference between Russia influencing an election and the United States influencing an election? And now Bill Clinton admits to interfering in the Israeli election. In an interview on Channel 10 News that aired Tuesday, Clinton admitted he tried to help Perez win the election in a way that didn't overtly implicate him, and that he did so because Perez was more committed than Netanyahu to the so-called peace process, which had suffered a huge blow with the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin 6 months earlier. I tried to do it in a way that didn't overtly involve me, he said, without expanding on exactly how he intervened. I did try to be helpful to Perez because I thought he was more supportive of the peace process. I tried to do it in a way that was consistent with what I believed to be in Israel's interest, without saying anything about the difference in domestic policies without anything else. Despite polls indicating a victory for Perez, Netanyahu ended up narrowly winning in a May 1996 vote, with many analysts saying a slew of Palestinian suicide bombings that hit the country turned the electorate towards the right. In Tuesday's interview, Clinton recalled a visit by Netanyahu. He wanted me to know that he knew I wasn't for him, and he beat us anyway. We interfere with elections every day. Worn out.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.